All right, good morning, everybody. I'm going to read a portion of Susie's assignment from this last week in light of Enemy Mine, because I think it kind of puts things in a nutshell and asks some really pertinent questions that when we kind of get lost in our brains, can kind of get us set back in order. SOS, structure, order, sanity. I must have structure and order to have sanity. By revolting against my selfish, stubborn self and pushing to evolve into a better version of myself. A great question Pat posed in this lesson. When I try and fail, is it God teaching me, or is it my failure to be in His will? This is why I need to be in the Word, because it's a constant challenge, and I cannot trust my own thinking. I need to make assessments. Am I resisting doing something that I know needs to be get done? Am I wasting time with disturbance, second guessing myself, or choosing perceived benefits, shortcuts? Is it inconvenient? What is the yield of what I am doing? I must remind myself that when choosing things that are not of God, it is generally very easy for the short term, but will wreak havoc in the long run. But I love that. Is it inconvenient? Am I second guessing myself or choosing perceived benefits? Is it inconvenient? What is the yield of what I'm doing? I think that's just a great little question to have there. We can ask ourselves when we kind of get stuck, what is the yield of what I'm doing right now? And to me, that's the opportunity right there to make I guess the quick prayer, repent, turn, go back, and make the 2-degree adjustment. Anyway, and that this morning, God is a verb, as I think Pat likes to say every week. This is my favorite chapter, but it's a good one. It's a good one, and it's very pertinent to our relationship with Him, as God is in. As always, active and doing things. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for last week, Enemy Mine. Even the preceding week, Waiting on God, and how those dovetail together, and Lord, how it all works together to this chapter today, God as a verb. For truly, Lord, you are not passive in any way, but you are a God who takes action, who is always working, always moving, and always about things. And we thank you that we can align ourselves with you. And Lord, we can be those who are always moving about to do business, always ready to do business. And whether that means both here in this world or just doing business with you, and as we align ourselves. We thank you for this morning. We commit this time to you. And we do pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Maybe you were listening this morning, depending on where you're at on your travels. You might be thinking this is a little harsh or very narrowing. And it is. Because that's what in Matthew 7:13, Jesus says this. He says 13 and 14, he says, enter by the narrow gate. For the gate is wide, the way is easy that leads to destruction, and those that who enter it are many. For the gate is narrow, and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few. And it's a narrowing path, but as I always like to think, it's the worth it path. And then also Pat was talking about, and I remember we were at a conversation last week, and he's talking about it's a wall or it's a door. And to those who it's a wall, I don't think they can see the door. And it's just interesting to me. In Revelation 3, Jesus says this, to those whom I love, I reprove and discipline. So he says, be zealous and repent. He's saying, turn to me. And then he says, and this is, he says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And it says, if anyone hears my voice, so you got to hear his voice. And some people just, they get deaf. I think you can go back to that thought of the deaf lesson. We just don't want to hear it, and so we just repeat what we want to say rather than hearing what's coming our way. Anyway, Betty says that he'll open the door and he'll come in. He'll open up the door for us, and he's got it. But we got to say okay at that moment. We got to say okay that we, and he'll open the door if we hear his voice. Anyway, let's pray as we get to end of our day and we get to work. We get the opportunity today. We get the opportunity to get to work. We can thank God for that as we pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you, Lord, for our companies. We thank you for the opportunity to say okay. Say, Lord, we don't want to just live a life of fate, where, Lord, we're just subject to the whims even of our own minds, as we learned last week, enemy mind. But Lord, we want to be those who are seeking after the destiny. You say there in Jeremiah, and I know it gets quoted often here on Wednesdays, Lord, you have plans and a purpose for each of us in our lives, and each of us different, and each path a little bit different, but Lord, always to the same direction, upward and onward with you. We thank you for this morning. We thank you for this subject. We thank you that, Lord, there's always a crossroads in our lives where we just need to simply hear the voice from heaven and, Lord, be willing to say, okay. So maybe be willing to get out there and say okay today as we get back to work this morning. We thank you for this time. Commit it to you. We do pray in Jesus' name. Amen.